bold new proposal to stem global species loss has been created by one of the world's top experts in ants.
Edward Middle Initial O. Wilson, honorary curator of insects at the museum at Harvard.
E.O. Wilson, as he's commonly known, has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes, including one for his book on ants. But the distinguished Harvard biologist has been studying the challenge of species loss for years, focusing on unique habitats that should be conserved to protect the diverse ecological webs within them. Now, in his book Half Earth, he has done the math. He says we can preserve the bulk of species and ecosystems if we set aside half of the Earth's surface, both land and sea. I spoke with Professor Wilson at his home in Lexington, Massachusetts, and he explained why many ideas for how to tend to nature are, well, misguided.
I'm concerned because those that I like to call the Anthropocenist, that is, those who feel humanity has so thoroughly changed the surface of the earth and in the seas as well, that we might as well give up. The Anthropocene, carried to an extreme in its conception, is that we've lost the battle in terms of saving natural areas, even in terms of saving most of the biodiversity, the variety of life left on Earth. So we should follow along now in the next stage, either one, to just let it go and proceed to humanize the entire globe. Maybe that was the destiny of the planet. A second version of Anthropocene enthusiasm is, don't worry, the species that have gone extinct, if we keep specimens of them and so on, we'll get their DNA and we'll find out a way to clone them and we'll put them all back eventually and recreate natural ecosystems. Are these and similar schemes that have been suggested relatively the same, in my view, as running up the white flag as soon as you see the pennants of the enemy appearing on the horizon?
So we can do better, you think?
We better do better. Yes, we can do vastly better. And the conservation movement around the world has been doing everything possible in a conventional worldview, with nobility of purpose, with enormous energy and effort and dedication. It has saved a lot of species. But what most people don't realize is that in addition to those beautiful big animals that we so admire and we see many going extinct or up to the brink of extinction, there are literally millions of smaller creatures that are the foundations of our ecosystems, both in the land and the sea, and that they too are probably disappearing at about the same rate. So that we simply are not doing enough of the vertebrates. That's the group we know the best because we know all of these vertebrates. We know the fish, we know the amphibians, we know birds and mammals and reptiles. 1/5 of those vertebrate animals I just listed are sliding down at a pretty rapid rate and going off the cliff to extinction. And of that 1/5, we're losing, even with our best efforts, 80% or so. We haven't stopped it. We've slowed it, but we haven't stopped it. So we needed something completely different.
And the bottom line, and of course, we're talking about your book, yeah. Half Earth, Our Planet's Fight for Life.
Yes. The book's premise is that what we need to do is try for a moonshot. And the moonshot is to set aside half the surface of the land and half the surface of the sea as a reserve. A reserve that doesn't exclude people by any means. Indigenous people are in fact encouraged to enjoy them and continue their way of life. But if we could give half of the earth primarily to the millions of other species that inhabit the earth with us, then we would be able to save about 80 to 90% of the species, bring the extinction level down to what it was before the coming of humanity. That would be a successful moonshot.
So talk to me with some math about the concept of half-Earth. Just how could this work? How would this work?
So where are we right now? And I can tell you that in the United States, we have already put aside about 15% of the land surface. And for the planet as a whole, this is land. We're at about the same. We're about at the 15% mark around the world for the land. And for the sea, it is far less, somewhere around 1% to 3%. And for the United States, it's up toward what it is for the land. It's about 10% of the territorial waters of the United States. So we need to move that on up to about half in order to reach a fairly safe level. Can we do it? Yes, we can do it. Just taking opportunities, gerrymandering small pieces, linking existing parks and small reserves together, we can move the United States up to 50%.
That's biologist and conservationist E.O. Wilson.